Our first reader tonight will be John Mark Eberhard. We're going to go straight down alphabetical order. John Mark Eberhard's poetic exploits include winning number one magazine's 1998 Literary Prize for Verse, being forced to translate Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. You should get a prize for that, that's for sure, into modern English, and having a book coaxed out of him, Night Watch, the Mid-America Press, in 2005. He has won numerous journalism awards for his work as book editor of the Kansas City Star, and he's a generally all-around great guy, and I'm glad he made it here from Kansas City, John Mark Eberhard.
I gotta tell you, it was raining across every single inch of I-70 from Kansas City to here. Well, I like the idea of ghosts, but they don't seem to much enjoy the idea of me. What I mean is that I've never seen one, and yet I've been around a number of people who claim to have seen them. At one point, I thought this means something terrible about my soul, but I've decided not to believe that anymore. This is basically a lament for the skeptics in the house, and it's called Just One Ghost. One night in St. Joseph's Krug Park, my mother and grandmother said they felt something wicked. My aunt slammed the car door, and we drove away from whatever it was that lay hidden in the night. One day on a tour of a British castle, in a hall of stones reputedly haunted, a man who declared himself an atheist not 5 minutes before came back around a blind corner and told our guide he'd seen a column of light. Trembling, white, he insisted it had shouted out his name. One morning last summer, in a Colorado ghost town, my wife saw a woman's hand waving from the window of an old silver miner's cabin. Our dog growled, tucked his tail, and ran to the Jeep to cower. Now the years are piling on. Give me just one ghost. A feather touch from behind, a whisper, the faint scent of my grandmother's double mint gum. But all I taste is dust. I'm going to read a short poem from a new manuscript, actually. And it's not really about ghosts, but it does. The title is Exhumation, which, of course, exhumation is inhumation is burial, and exhumation is digging someone up, which I hope never happens to me. I won't be caring about it, I suppose, at that point. But at any rate, exhumation. Being born is like being unearthed. They reach in, pull you out of that pillowed silken dark, give you a good once-over. Will you be a victim? Will you be your own crime? You spend a few thousand days mulling it over, looking for clues. Then it's epitaph time, and someone else writes your ending. And I'm going to read the first book. Not the whole thing, I promise. The first poem in Night Watch, which is called Doppelganger. That's actually a German word which means the ghostly image or double of a living person. I'm German, so I can say this. Only the Germans would come up with something like that, kill you off before you even die. Doppelganger. When I was a child, he could make me see evil in the very trees, could undulate beneath the street, turn the playground to quicksand, wake me at 3 a.m. with the blood in my ears, scare me with a raindrop on the pane. I would stand, a toy dangling from my hand, forgotten, hear him scratching walls, cracking bricks, watch the doorknob turn, glimpse him in the corner of my eye. Now he comes to me in dreams, more myself than I am, as if I were the shadow. I am quiet, but I am never alone. I can hear him breathing. I'm going to break the rules and read this poem, which really isn't, well, it's not scary at all, except the fellow in it is sort of a burned-out sort who seems to be having a good time anyway. And, sort of another living ghost. This is called Broken Time. The couch, cigarette burned. The ivy is taking the windows. A burned out bulb, an empty stein, a scattering of ashes. But the music plays on, slow jazz, counterpoint to the war on the silent TV. The cannabis burns, the beer goes down. I'm going to get up in a while. I'm going to clean this house from end to end. I'm going to get zealous tomorrow. Tomorrow it's rock and roll, brooms, mops, bass drums. Give me a backbeat and I can conquer the world. Tonight, though, is the time for broken time. The bassist lays out for a moment, the drummer loses the beat, and the jazz swirls, smoky, formless. I look at the clock just as the second hand sticks. You bare your neck for a kiss. All right, thank you.